Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. This is Quick Start from CBN News. I'm Dan Andros. A representative in Congress has rescued more Americans from Haiti than the entire Biden administration, according to him. We'll have that top story and more on today's podcast, where we bring you news from a Christian perspective. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating. Email us as well, quickstartpodcast@cbn.org. That's quickstartpodcast@cbn.org. Joining me to get through the news of the cray today, Billy Hollowell and Tregons Phillips. Gentlemen, a lot to get to as always. On the focus story, we're looking at this movie that's showing a dystopian America where Bibles and Christianity are banned. I was thinking that was California, Billy, but... Modern day, it's, present day California.
Yeah, yeah. Flash forward 5 months. No, it's the movie is Disciples in the Moonlight. It comes out this summer. Really, really interesting plot line. So we'll get into that.
Yeah, and relevant, I think, today too, even though we're not there just yet. Well, Trey, you caught up with Roma Downey talking about a new Prime Video show that she's in.
Yeah, she has a new series. It's actually the first time that she's been in front of a camera for a TV show since the late 90s. So a big change for her, but good to see faith-based entertainment in the mainstream.
Indeed. All right, looking forward to those conversations and those details. In the meantime, make sure, if you haven't done so yet, get ready to do this. Subscribe to all of our CBN News podcasts. We got DC Debrief with John Stolness. It's every Friday. Rounding up the happenings in DC and Billy's Newsmakers. One full-length interview each and every weekday. Make sure you are up to date on those. You can get those links in the description of this podcast episode. All right, housekeeping's out of the way. Let's head over to the news here in 90 seconds. And Representative Corey Mills says he's helped 23 Americans exit Port-au-Prince in Haiti, which is, of course, as we've been reporting, fallen into incredible chaos as gangs have taken over large portions of cities and the country. And Mills said his team has now successfully rescued and evacuated more Americans than Biden and his entire administration. That's what he said on X. He said Americans deserve support from their government, not the pattern of abandonment this administration has shown. Former President Donald Trump filed another lawsuit against the news media late Monday, accusing ABC's George Stephanopoulos of defamation over assertions he made, the anchor made, in an interview with Representative Mace, which he said Trump had raped Carol. Meanwhile, the Manhattan federal jury last year found that Trump had sexually abused Carol, holding him liable for battery, though the jury did not find that she proved her he had raped her. And the U.S. Border Patrol arrested a Hezbollah terrorist on the southern border earlier this month. Border Patrol agents caught a 22-year-old Lebanese man entering the U.S. illegally back on March 9th near El Paso, Texas. He said he was going to try to make a bomb and his destination was New York. Those are just some of today's top headlines. You can check out those stories and more over at CBN News.com. Guys, I just keep focusing on a lot going on, obviously, but this Haiti situation and Corey Mills. Billy, you talked to Mitch Albom, and that was kind of what got Corey Mills going, is he got in touch with a U.S. Representative, Lisa McClain, who's a Michigan Republican, who was in contact with Mitch Albom's people, and then Trenton. So they all got connected and they got going, and this initial reaction was abysmal from the Biden administration. That's seemingly not too urgent in concern for the people there. Now they're starting to do some things, but Mills, another post saying he's rescued more and there's still Americans trapped there. So this is a wild situation.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the number as high as 1,000 Americans who are trying to get out. You would think that a country as powerful as America would have a plan when something like this happens, that they'd be on the ground trying to organize. And maybe there are things going on we haven't heard about, but it's pretty troubling when you hear from somebody like Mitch Albom that he reached out and everybody had evacuated and nobody was there to help the Americans in the country. So yeah, pretty disturbing.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just another opportunity, one, to be prayerful, but two, if you've got lawmakers, I mean, we all have lawmakers, but if you are able to contact your lawmakers, reach out to them, make it known that this is something you care about. This is something you're concerned about. That's the benefit of being in America, is we can get in touch with our lawmakers and say, this is something that as my concern, or as your constituent, you should be concerned about when there are Americans, like you said, Billy, we're a powerful country. And also when Haiti is as close as they are to us, you would think that there'd be a more concerted effort to get the Americans. We're not talking about just other people, right? I mean, everybody, all life matters, but we're talking specifically about the American people, who's, you know, our government has a specific responsibility to protect the American people. Why is this not a high priority?
Yeah, indeed. And of course, you know, I mentioned the border story, having a Lebanese alleged terrorist here arrested at the border. And with Haiti devolving into this chaos, we're only going to see more people flooding the borders. And so this whole situation is just a powder keg waiting to go off. So continued prayers, of course, are needed there on all fronts for the individuals involved and also just for the safety of everybody that's trying to get out of crazy situations and those here, as maybe people with bad intentions try to get in across our borders while the opportunity is there. So a lot going on, a lot to be praying for, but we are going to head over to our focus story now. And this new movie showing, as we were mentioning, this storyline of a dystopian America where Bibles and Christianity are banned. So what's the story here? Like I was saying, Billy, we're not there yet, but it doesn't feel that far-fetched. It's not like a crazy storyline, given the way the trends are going, at least.
Yeah. Is this a story about Canada? No, this is a movie that is coming out this summer. It releases in July in theaters. It's again called The Disciples in the Moonlight. And according to a description, the movie focuses on a reluctant leader who heads up a team of seven Christians who are intent on smuggling Bibles to underground churches. Again, it's set in America, so it's a fictionalized version of what could happen. And the trailer shows you really this lens, and by the way, we've exclusively had the trailer over at Faithwire and CBN, where people can go and watch it. But it shows this world devoid of truth, where the characters risk everything to live out what should be just basic beliefs, right? First Amendment beliefs. And so we had a chance to talk with the director, who also stars in the film, Brett Varvel. And he told us that this has long been a dream project for him, and that he has wanted to really lift up the word of God as absolute authority by telling this particular story. And, you know, it's an action-packed movie. I think it's one that gets you thinking about the what ifs, right? What if this were to happen in America? And that's an important question to ask. It's why so many people fight for freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And what issue did Brett think about while he was working on this project and putting it together?
Yeah, the big issue, and this is where it becomes, you know, very sort of serious, you know, this is an issue that actually happens in other countries, right? We could say there's going to be critics who say, oh, look, you know, the Christians made a movie about this unlikely thing that would never happen in America. You know, Christianity being outlawed, the Bible being banned. Well, I don't know. You look over in the UK and what do you see? You see surveys showing young people very open to banning the Bible if it offends people, right? You see these things happening, you know, in Finland with the politician up on trial for sharing Bible verses. So he found himself thinking about some of those things and also wondering how he would respond if he was in the same position as some of the characters in the film, but also the same position as real life Christians in places right now like China, North Korea, Nigeria. These are places we've covered here on the show quite a bit. And he talked about seeing this video. He said, I saw this video on YouTube of these Christians in China receiving a shipment of Bibles, and they were pulling open the Bibles and ripping the boxes open, kissing the Bibles, hugging the Bibles, crying over the Bibles. And that was something that really just stuck out to me from the beginning of this exploration of the idea. Do I treasure the word of God as absolute hope, absolute authority, absolute truth? He was basically saying, like, you know, would I react the same way if I were in intense persecution as these real life believers are acting and as the people in this film imagining what could happen in America are behaving as they navigate very similar waters?
Yeah, powerful indeed. What is Brett's main goal with this project?
He talked about a variety of things. He said, you know, when he looks at, you know, he described the example of the Chinese men and women ripping open the Bibles, Bible boxes, and then kind of looking at the church in America as being really kind of apathetic. And, you know, he asked a series of questions in this interview we did, you know, why are we not bold in our faith? Why are we ashamed of the gospel? He kind of went through a line of questions that are really important to ask. But he said, you know, the primary purpose is not with this movie to warn people that freedom's in danger or that it's being taken away or to offer a cautionary tale. He said he wanted to challenge people to evaluate their heart and to really ask, you know, do I even adhere to absolute truth? Do I even believe in the things I claim I do? He said, because we live in a society where people are saying that they're going to redefine what they say is true, right? My truth, your truth. And he said, really, the truth can only be found in God's word. And so he's hoping that this is a love letter to the church to wake up, which I thought was pretty powerful, because a lot of people would say, I made this movie to scare people into what could come. But it was more about just the posture of people's hearts with this film, I think.
Yeah, and I think it does. It sounds like it touches on the reality of what we're facing. We've talked a lot on this podcast about essentially being in a post-truth world and the dangers of that, right? You can't just abandon the truth as a society, basic truths that we can all see, and then expect it to stay together. I mean, it's just common sense that if you cannot look at somebody and just, you know, you be forced essentially to deny a, you know, this is a 6'10" guy with an Adam's apple and I'm supposed to call him ma'am all day long. You know, it's, you can't keep doing that. And we're seeing our culture do that with, you know, like the transit authority or whatever on the IDs or changing that and allowing you to put whatever you want on there. I mean, those sorts of things may seem, oh, we're trying to just be nice to these people, but it's truth is the bedrock of any society, and we're detaching from that. And I think this sounds like it's highlighting sort of what happens when you do that.
Yeah, for sure. I think stories like these are important to tell, because you can say all day long, oh, that's a slippery slope, that's never going to happen. And I think there, it's could have, you know, obviously be kind of balanced in our thinking. It, you know, this isn't going to happen tomorrow, but things like changes like these don't happen instantly. They're incremental, right? It's bit by bit. Your freedoms are eroded and taken away. Germany with Hitler, and I know that is just an overwrought comparison, and people make it all the time, but it is true. I could, you know, the things that Hitler was doing, and I'm not making any sort of comparison, but just as an example, what Hitler did took time, right? It wasn't just something all of a sudden he was this dictator who was ruling all of Germany. It was something that took. It took years to build the evil empire that he ended up building. And you can pull any sort of evil that's done across the world. It took time. It wasn't something that was done in one fell swoop.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think as far as the challenge is to make us, when you have the favored status as Christians did have at one point, you didn't have your views challenged, and you didn't have to really dive into them and find out what you really believe and solidify them. And I think we're sort of being forced to do that now, given all the challenges and the assertions that are being made.
Yeah, no. And I think being able to kind of imagine something, because there is a real life parallel, right? We know this is what happens in North Korea and all these other countries. Being able to imagine what would that look like here, I think it is enough for me to maybe scare me into thinking a little deeper even. I mean, we talk a lot about it on the show, but actually seeing it through movie form, we know films are powerful. So I'm actually kind of intrigued and excited to see what this looks like in the end.
Yeah, me too, for sure. And appreciate you bringing it to the podcast today, Billy, to give us that on our radar and let us think about that and maybe get some people thinking about their faith and where they stand and what they actually believe. It's good time, no better time than now to do it. So appreciate you putting that one on our radar today. All right, we're going to head over to the main thing now. And Roma Downey spoke with Trey about her new Prime Video show, The Baxters, which is based on a popular book series by author Karen Kingsbury, The God Moment that inspired it and why it's so important to see Christian representation in mainstream entertainment. That's today's main thing.
Well, Roma Downey, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us here at CBN and FaithWire. You have a new series coming out on Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video, called The Baxters, based on a Karen Kingsbury novel series. Before we get into the details, tell me a bit about how this opportunity came about for you.
Yes, I became aware of the project really as a fan because a friend of mine gave me the first book in this epic book series by Karen Kingsbury. She has 27 of these Baxter family books in print. So In Success, our TV series, will run forever. But I was given a copy of Redemption, which is the very first book, and I just couldn't put it down. I mean, I literally became aware of the project as a fan. I loved the book. I could see it visually. I thought, this needs to be a TV show. And as you know, for many years, I was on a TV show called Touched by an Angel. And for years since then, people have said to me, we need to get a show like Touched by an Angel back on TV. And so I've always had my eye open, my ears open for a project that might sort of fill that void in TV programming. So I'm reading the Baxters thinking, this could be it. You know, this could be that new series. I called Karen up. I said, look, you know, would you ever consider allowing me to option the rights to your book to bring it to TV? And she said, it's so extraordinary that you called me. She said, my father, before he passed, said to me, you need to reach out to Roma Downey on Touched by an Angel to make your show a TV series. So in that moment, we just felt it was a God moment, that there was just providence played out. We felt it was like a blessing. And so she did, and I did. And it's turned out, you know, even better than we hoped that it would. We're delighted that we're going to launch on Amazon's Prime Video for Easter. I'm delighted that they've given me the Easter time slot. They gave it to me last year as well for a movie I produced called On a Wing and a Prayer with Dennis Quaid. It was so successful for them there. We know that people are gathered. It's our holiday of hope. It's our biggest holiday in our faith. And usually families gather together. And my hope is that families gathered together will curl up in the comfort of their couches and watch the Baxters as a family together. It's made for families to enjoy as a family. And we get to see modeled at the center of it, John and Elizabeth Baxter in a very loving and committed marriage. John Baxter is played by Ted McGinley in the series. And I stepped in front of the camera, and I haven't done that for a while, to play Elizabeth Baxter myself. I loved her, that she was a prayer warrior. I loved her kindness. I love how much she loves her children. I love how feisty she is around loving her children if she thinks anybody is going to do them harm or hurt them. I love that it's a show about faith and about the values that we hold dear, but it's not a preachy show. These are not perfect people. We show them with the challenges and the issues that any one of us might be dealing with. And they're pertinent issues. You know, it's big stuff. Like the first episode, we're going to see that one of the daughters discovers that her husband is cheating on her. So we're dealing with the theme of infidelity and betrayal. But it's how they deal with it, how they handle it together as a family. I think that separated from other shows that we've seen. And we see mom and dad, Baxter, stop in the middle of a scene and say, I'm worried about Carrie, their daughter. Can we pray for her? And they stop in the scene and we see them praying. And I don't know that we've ever seen that on a TV show. And they pray in the name of Jesus. You know, and so I find it very touching and powerful. That's not to say that people who don't share our faith won't enjoy the series. Everybody's welcome. There's something in it for everyone. But I think that people of faith will love seeing a church-going family at the center of this new series.
Yeah, you mentioned that even the coming together of the show was really a God moment. And the series itself, as you mentioned, you play the matriarch in the family, in the Baxter family, and you're also one of the executive producers for the series for Prime Video. And just watching some of the show, you can see that it the show itself is full of God moments. There's a lot of prayer, as you said, is center stage in the series. Also themes of redemption and forgiveness and how to wrestle through really difficult issues. How did you pick what issues you wanted to tackle in the show? And how did you weave prayer and faith themes into some of that?
Well, I have to say that we were just very loyal to the book series. You know, these are the themes that Karen tackles in her books. And this, the first season of The Baxters is the first book So we have just, you know, brought that story to the screen. Now we've had to do some updating because the books were set in a time that was, you know, 20 years ago, and we've kind of brought them into the present day. And so any times we had changes to make that were sort of plot driven, we called her, and you know, we got her blessing and how to navigate that and how still to keep it true to the essence of the books. Because when you have 25 million fans out there who've already bought these books, the last thing I need is them coming into the series and going, wait a minute, what is this? You know, now I'm sure the characters, everybody, you know, we've cast. I mean, I don't know, when you're reading a book, I always imagine myself what the character looks like. And sometimes it's hard to see it brought to the screen. You go, I didn't imagine that she was going to look like this, or I always thought he was going to be more of that. And so, you know, I think once that first episode is on, everybody will relax around that. You know, we've gathered a beautiful cast, particularly the cast to play the kids. There's always a moment in trying to find and casting when you're putting a family together. You think, you know, do we want them to look? We want them to look like they fit some physical resemblances to each other so that you as the audience can say, okay, I buy it. I believe that these people are related to each other. It was very fun for me. I get to cast my own daughter, Riley, as one of my daughters in the show, and she does a great job. Macy McLean, Allie Coburn, Emily Headley, and Josh playing Luke, Ted McGinley as John Baxter, Kathy Lee Gifford stepped in to do a guest starring role for us, and her daughter, Cassidy Gifford, playing Reagan, the girlfriend of Luke Baxter, a great cast, you know. I mean, it's always at these moments that I remember that it really takes a village to make a series, you know. And it began with, obviously, Karen wrote her novels, and then I had the idea to bring the novels to the TV. And then, you know, we've a myriad of people bringing their best talents, you know. And so, and it has just turned out to be, you know, it's really, really good. And I'm really proud of it. And I hope that, you know, that people leave, you know, the experience of watching it, you know, reminded just that, you know, when God is at the center of your family and the center of your life, that, you know, how powerful and beautiful, you know, what's made such a difference in my life. And yeah. We see it play out in the life of the Baxter's family. And, you know, I just think we, as in our faith community, deserve to see a family on the screen, you know, that hold the things dear to their heart that we hold dear to our hearts. And, you know, it's amazing how few programs there are that celebrate people of faith in this way. So I think people are going to love it. I'm hopeful that we'll get a great response.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Roma Downey, thank you so much for taking some time to talk about the new series, The Baxters, which will be on Prime Video later this month. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. All the best to you.
All right, Trey, thanks for that conversation. They're always great to catch up with Roma Downey, and looking forward to that show. It sounds like we're going to get some positive Christian representation there that we don't usually get, right? I mean, if we're being honest, most of the Christian characters that pop onto mainstream television end up being just caricatures, and they're kind of, you know, the Ned Flanders is of the world, right? Like, and not necessarily painted in the best light possible. So knowing her heart behind this, looking forward to seeing that for sure. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to have time for one last thing here on the podcast today. Psalm 33:6. We're going to take a look at, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. And I just love that, guys. Just a reminder of how powerful God is, that he just speaks and breathes things into existence.
Yeah, that does just put it all in context, right? I mean, how powerful he is, and how with that power, we can have peace and trust in him.
Good to remember too how incredible the spoken word is, right? When the Lord speaks it, it's done.
Absolutely. All right. Good a spot as any to leave it on this edition of the Quick Start Podcast. If you haven't subscribed and left a rating and a comment, make sure you do all those good things. It really helps us out. We'd really appreciate it. And don't forget as well, you can email us quickstartpodcast@cbn.org. Lord willing, and that creek don't rise on us, we shall return tomorrow with more. God bless. Friday Junior is up next.